This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
Clint Richardson joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Clint, are you still alive, or did the government shutdown get you?
You know, somehow they have overlooked me. I don't really understand why. Maybe it's because they're really not out to get us.
How does the CAFR situation fit with this whole shutdown?
Well, think about these big, massive investment funds with all kinds of money in it, and then think that the government doesn't really tell us about that, and they... Instead, they create a false set of books called a budget report, and that's what they work on. And so, basically, they omit the truth about all of their wealth, and they have basically restricted all the funds that they do have into, you know, future obligations, future debt payments, instead of paying off the debt today, that kind of thing. So, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars just kind of funneled away, sitting there as investment funds, used as equity for other things. And meanwhile, you know, they I guess are taking a little vacation, huh?
On whose dime?
Well, I mean, everything they do.
I wonder
is,
if they're going to Israel. You know, we heard of all those vacations to Israel. I wonder if that's where they're going.
Well, you know, they do head that way when it's time for the presidential election. That's the first campaign stop, of course. You know, before they go to any states, they got to get their approval in Israel and get their funding. But no, it's you know. Government shutdown. It's the most ridiculous thing. You know, if the government is shut down, then why is it that everything seems to be running just fine? I mean, to me, the government shutdown is sort of like saying, hurrah, hurrah, the Wicked Witch of the East is dead. I mean, let's celebrate. Let's go out and actually become members of our countries again, which is our states. Like let's actually become Americans again instead of turning our backs on our little republics here. We've given up, and you know, what's the problem? I mean, let's face it. We're always complaining about it. It's like the elephant in the room, and then when it shuts down, we're all worried about it. And I'm gonna sit here like, what's the problem? You're worried you're not gonna get your federal funding, which means that you have to follow all the federal rules with your federal funding. I mean, what's really the problem here? Let the corporation die. Let's get back to being, you know, real men under natural law, and have our states again. I mean, that's what we're always wanting. It's what we're always complaining about. So what's the big deal? Let it die. That's my take on the matter. But you know, that's just my personal opinion.
And then what?
Well, then you've got 50 countries. You've got 50 countries that are republics that can perfectly well fit back into what we originally had, which was a confederation, an agreement between the 50 states to protect each other from harm and from foreign influence without a central corporation that is outside of those states. It's really simple, really. I mean, the whole purpose of the United States was to create a, was to create basically what you might call, well, what's the word I'm trying to think? A sanctuary, area, a district where basically the governments of the states can go meet and, get away with crime, organized crime and murder and all their things that they love to do there, which are unmentionable, and then go back to their states and, you know, pretend to be, pretend to be the government, the representatives. It's like I said, I really don't understand what the problem is. You've got the United States, this grand, what is it? It's a grand experiment, and really what it's an experiment in is to see if people would allow themselves to be governed without the fear of God. You don't have the church and the queen to govern you. You don't have the vicar of Christ, you know, pretending to be Christ on earth and all law stemming from that. So let's see if we can, you know, we can rule people without with the fear of God, but can we do it without? And that's what the United States basically was this grand experiment. So what have we done? We've combined fascism, communism, socialism, capitalism, all the isms. I mean, it's the United States of ism. We've combined all these things into one massive conglomerate organized crime syndicate. And again, I say hurrah. Let's go back to what we're supposed to be, which is, you know, the natural born men of our countries. Let's get our militias back and make sure that United States doesn't come back with its military. I mean, that's, you know, maybe I might sound crazy here, but that's really what this country was truly founded on, was 50 countries united in a 13 countries united in a confederation, not a corporation, but a confederation that protected each other, that had a pact, that had an honorable pact. Now, we don't have that anymore. You see, the Constitution created something completely opposite of what the Declaration of Independence was talking about, and it was talking about the natural rights and the equity of people. And the United States came along and made the people equal, not equity, but equality. And there's a big, huge difference between those two words. Because, of course, equity is the adherence to the natural law, never harming the rights of men, whereas equality is the complete opposite of that. It basically holds everybody back, puts everybody on equal terms, not as to protect them, but to force them to be equally subject to the law. There's a big difference, and that's man's law, not natural law. So we're in a, I mean, you know, I don't want to ramble on about this, but I'm, like I said, I'm kind of like, hey, this is kind of nice. No government. Well, I don't need it. I respect my fellow man. I do no harm. I need no threat from a foreign entity, a foreign corporation, to make me, you know, adhere to the natural law. And that's basically, that's basically what we should all be doing. So, you know, take it for what it's worth.
All right. I will do so. I wondered, have you ever looked into the committees of safety?
The committees of safety. I have not looked into the committees of safety, but it you know, generally when there's a committee on something, it does the opposite. So is this like a required safety?
Well, it's one of the early militia structures. And I don't know a tremendous amount about it, but it's interesting. It was one of the original fundamental militia organizations. I guess organization's a bad word, but and it was used throughout the years in the late 1800s. And this guy by the name of what's his name talks a lot about the committees of safety. Anyways, interesting, something to look into. We got to take a quick break in just a second here, Clint. I got a little bit of a headache, dude. I don't know why.
What's going on, man?
Do you get headaches?
I haven't lately.
No? I get them every once in a while. I don't know. Long day, maybe. Who knows? But I'm drinking some fluoride-free water here, and we'll get through this. Maybe I'm just dehydrated. That happens sometimes. Especially in the heat here in Florida during the... Well, actually, it's cooled down. Has it cooled down near you at all?
Yeah, we just had snow up here in Utah, actually, and I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of it here pretty soon.
Nice. I'm jealous. All right, folks, Clint Richardson is our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be back in just seconds.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All righty, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're hanging out with Clint Richardson tonight. And Clint, somebody mentioned in the chat room that you stirred up a bunch of stuff with saying that the Federal Reserve is actually federal. It might not be a reserve, but you know, Clint, it's a private central bank, for profit, owned by, you know, a couple families, 13 families, and so on and so forth. How do you find out that it's not actually private?
Well, it's funny because when I was of that mindset, the only reason I thought that is because I listened to the typical shock jocks from Alex Jones to, you know, everyone else, and even Ron Paul, and I just kept hearing over and over that it's a private central bank, and I just couldn't figure out how that could possibly be. How could it be that there was an entity such as the Federal Reserve that could possibly be owned by something other than the government, when the government uses it like it does? I mean, it's a very symbiotic relationship, I think, that most people don't grasp. That symbiotic relationship is simply all of the interest that is created from the Federal Reserve notes every year, according to both the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for government and the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Mint, very specifically states and lists that all that interest that we all complain about goes right back into the government coffers, into the Treasury. So, you know, and there's a specific rule there that generally says that gets then reinvested in either the gold, for which there's, I believe, I'm probably going to get the number wrong, but about 238 million troy ounces of gold that actually backs, that's not the right word, that actually collateralizes, according to the Federal Reserve and government financial report, annual financial report, collateralizes the dollar. That's $238 million worth of gold, and that's in troy ounces, and that is at $42.29. So in other words, that all that gold at market price is a whole lot more. The actual gold, that 230-something ounces, a million ounces, is priced at the statutory price of $42.29. Now, this is all right in the Federal Reserve CAFR. The Federal Reserve CAFR is 538 pages. I suggest people actually read that instead of reading a book that someone wrote plagiarizing such men as Eustace Mullins and stuff like that. Go read the Federal Reserve Act. You see, that's what I didn't do. I didn't actually go to the primary source, because I started listening to these shows and they were espousing such fallacious facts that I just couldn't believe myself. And so what I wanted to do, and what really got me started in this effort, was to prove this concept that it was a private, and it's not that it's private or not private. What the big argument is that it's independent. And it wasn't so much a matter of learning whether it was independent or not, because a lot of things are independent in government. The question was, what does the word independent mean? And that's what I didn't understand. That's what I find that the most people don't understand, is the duality of legal terms. Now, when we say we're independent, we simply mean that we, you know, I'm independent from my mother. I don't rely on her for sustenance or shelter or anything else. Okay, so I'm politically independent, but I'm still her son. So I'm not really naturally independent. Okay, that's probably not a great example. But let's take the Federal Reserve. Let's compare the Federal Reserve to the post office. Now, what is the post office? What is the Social Security Administration? What is the Federal Reserve Administration? What is the Social Security and Exchange Commission? What are all those commissions? There's like so many independent agencies of government. Okay, but the word independent has a dualistic meaning in the legal realm. We're out here in the realm that we don't understand these things, these terms in their legal function. So what I did was I said, okay, so is it naturally independent? In other words, can it subsist without government? In other words, did government create it to be completely independent of itself? And the answer, you know, really is an obvious one. If government created it, it cannot live without government. It cannot exist without government. And of course, if you read the Federal Reserve Act, you'll see that the Federal Reserve Act is not the original act. It's been amended over and over and over. Okay, the next thing I looked at was Ron Paul's bills. I was like, well, here's the guy who's espousing all of this, so let's see what his bill says. The bill says, hey, let's close the Federal Reserve by canceling the Federal Reserve Board and the banks, and all the assets will go right back into the Treasury. Well, okay, so wait a minute. Can the government then cancel a completely naturally independent agency or corporation? If it's completely private, can government just all of a sudden say, okay, you're done, all of your assets go back into the Treasury? Well, that's what Ron Paul's bill said. So it must not be an independent agency of government. When we say independent, when I mean naturally independent, it's politically independent. That's when I started understanding what the Federal Reserve. You see, it's allowed to do, and this is the distinction between an independent agency of government and government. Government simply doesn't have time. Congress, Senate doesn't have time to run the post office, the security, Social Security Administration, all of these different organized criminal activities that they've created. So they make them independent. It's really simple. You can look up all the independent agencies. Just type independent agencies of government on Wikipedia and you'll get a long list of these agencies. It's really not that difficult to find. So what is an independent agency of government allowed to do? Well, it's allowed to make its own rules. The post office makes its own rules. The Social Security Administration makes its own rules. And the Federal Reserve Board makes its own rules. Okay. That doesn't make them naturally independent, only politically independent. Just like every McDonald's franchise is politically independent. They still have to, use brand recognition and do all the things that the McDonald's Corporation wants them to. Otherwise, they won't wear the McDonald's name. So a politically independent thing is allowed to make its own rules. Here's another example. As a father, my friend, you are allowed to make your own rules in your household.
I am? Right?
Yes, you are.
What about my wife? She doesn't let me.
Well, you know, that's a whole different set of rules right there. but what you're not allowed to do is break the law. Just because you're in your home and just because the Federal Reserve is acting independently of government does not mean it can break the law. Okay? It can, however, make its own rules. What's ironic about it is that Congress, it's so funny when I finally found this, I just laughed because what I found was the bill, and maybe I can find that when we're on break or something. It's in one of my research projects. What I found is that the Congress actually made a rule that allows the Federal Reserve Board to deny it information while it's in the public forum, which is Congress. So when Ben Bernanke gets up there and says, hey, screw you, I'm not going to tell you anything, that's because Congress allows him to do that. It's not because he has some all-powerful being.
He might. He might. All right, stand by.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
You're charred with the Fed hat.
Nobody's, oh, thank you, Mr. Producer, for cutting my music. Nobody's talking about that 100-year charter.
100-year charter?
Yeah, that's what they got, isn't it? A 100-year charter?
I actually thought they just basically I can't remember now. I remember I researched that, but I thought they just lifted the charter, that they don't need to renew it.
Well, that's what private banks do. When?
Oh, I see.
It's a private banking cartel.
Well, okay, so
are the Rothschilds members of our government? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not telling you that. That would be other people that would tell you that, not me.
All right.
Although there have been so many Rothschilds in government. That's, you know, that's not in question. We had a vice president. We have multiple congressmen, from what I remember, that were Rothschilds and Rockefellers.
Who's the vice president?
Everything else. What's that?
Who's the vice president?
Oh, well, was one of the Rothschilds. I can't remember. Or was it a Rockefeller?
Mm.
One of those. There. I mean, it doesn't. You know, this is the other aspect of this. These are all fingernails on fingers on hands of the same body, because, you know, they're blood related. It doesn't matter. Okay, one family or the other, one banking family or the other. We're talking about the same bloodline, you know, people that have been ruling us since before we were born, before our parents were born. It's a family affair. That's the honest truth about it. So pointing to one thing or one group or one set of banks doesn't really uncover the true problem. But basically what I'm trying to tell people here is that you keep looking in, you keep watching the magician's trick. He's holding up his left hand while telling you to look at his right. In other words, you've got a central government that is responsible for everything that is allowed to happen in this country. It's the one that makes the laws. It's the one that creates these corporations like the Federal Reserve and all the other corporations. And we've basically been trained to point our fingers at one entity and say, okay, that entity is the problem. But the truth of the matter is you've got the heart of organized crime sitting in Washington, D.C., and they're laughing all the way to the bank. They're extracting and exacting and extorting all of your money, and they're doing it in the name of children, in the name of retirees, you know, benefits and Social Security. It's all to benefit the people. Well, no. Those are all retirement funds, which means investment funds. They're creating the money, then they're taking all that money back. And keep in mind, every dollar that's printed, it comes back to government 100% plus in taxation. That's why we have the debt. So why is it that we insist on pointing our fingers at individual entities of the same body? Okay, it's not the individual entities that are a problem. The body, the disease is the problem, not the side effects. You don't treat the side effects, you treat the disease. What's the disease? A completely corrupt, beyond any measure, a completely corrupt government. Okay, that's the truth. And as long as we are, look, his toe is the guilty party, not him, just his toe. Well, then we're never going to get anywhere. We're never going to solve any problems because it's the problem is not being recognized. Let's take Ron Paul. Now, I know this station has a love affair with Ron Paul because, you know, I'm based in Texas and all that. But I got to tell you, I did a massive tome of research because, again, is it more logical to think, you know, is it more fallacious to think that there's one good old cowboy in government that's somehow lasted 20 something years in as a congressman, and he's the one good person in Congress, and he's tried so hard to do the right thing? Or is it more reasonable to think, well, yeah, that's probably not the case, because anybody else, I certainly can't get into government, you can't get into government, who can get into government?
I don't know. Okay.
Is it really logical to think that, or is it more logical to think,
is
it more logical to look at the truth? So I looked
at
the truth.
It's possible, Clint. So I don't think your logic's sound there. It's possible he could get in. Okay, it's possible. But does that mean I don't agree with the end of your premise here?
Let me tell you what Ron Paul does, or did, I should say.
Besides try to run away from me when I try to ask him some questions.
Okay. Yeah, they don't like tough questions. Nobody likes the tough questions.
He wouldn't have an interview with me. He got paid $60,000 to come speak at the university and would not spend a single minute with me. In fact, they literally drove their car out of their way just to avoid me. Literally, to avoid me. And I had talked to his publicist. I talked to everyone you could imagine. No, he would not do an interview. But he was on the Jay Leno show not too long ago.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's about money, which is my whole entire, you know, the whole point here. This is a money game. But what people don't understand about Ron Paul, and I got to admit, you know, it was a brilliant scheme that he was pulling. What he was doing this whole career, he was getting massive, massive appropriations from government. Now, I know people aren't going to like to hear this, but nobody seems to want to know the truth about Ron Paul. And this is verifiable, very easily verifiable. Many, many magazines and newspapers have written articles about it. It's not that hard to find. What Ron Paul would do is he would get on his soapbox and he would preach that this law, this act, was a bad act. We can't have this. It's against the Constitution. It's against this. It's against liberty.
Doctor,
it's
no.
Right. But all that time, the the thing that really upset me when I found this out, because I was a supporter of him too. Again, don't get me wrong here. I fell for all these things too, including Ron Paul. Okay, I bought his book. So what he was doing was he was earmarking all of the bills. He knew those bills were going to pass because he knows exactly how Congress works. So what he was able to do, as what I consider just a psyop, basically, is he's able to put in everything he wants into the bill as an earmark. The whole Republican Party decided not to earmark bills, but what was Ron Paul doing but earmarking all the bills? He'd get millions and billions of dollars out of a bill that he continuously voted no for. So even though he's voting no and he's standing up and he's saying, I am against this bill, he knows that it's going to pass, and he puts earmarks in the bill. And through those earmarks, he gets more money for his district than most politicians do, because he utilizes the thing that no one should be doing, which is earmarking. It's a bad policy in the first place. So apparently all the people in Texas, all people in his district, I don't know if they realize where that money is actually coming from. They must be very happy that he's doing something for their district. I don't know. I don't know where the heroism of Ron Paul, because he had a record where he only actually created one act of legislation. He'd write these ridiculous things that he knew were never going to pass. He'd get on his soapbox. No one would support him. No one would back it. And by the end of his career, I think he only passed one thing. One bill, one act in Congress. So he didn't do anything, really, in Congress except put earmarks on bills and get a lot of money from the federal taxpayers. That's what he did. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with a personal opinion of Ron Paul. It's just a realistic view from primary sources and looking at his actual actions in Congress. I don't really care if that offends people. It's the truth. The truth often offends. And if people don't want to hear that the Federal Reserve... Yes.
Clint.
Tell me.
Ron Paul is a big supporter of 9/11 truth. So he must be all right.
Well, so is Roseanne Barr.
Wait a second. I'm joking. No, it's not. He's not a supporter of 9/11 truth. He's never had the cojones to stand up for 9/11 truth.
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point. But yeah, there's a lot of things. And again, you know, is it more logical to think that he's just one of the gang? And I have several pictures of him with arms around the presidents and important people in history. Or is it more reasonable to think that he's just somehow been able to stay in politics with his with his so-called platforms, you know, and been able to been able to be a hero? No,
I supported
no one else
him in 2007 for a brief period of time. But you know what my main criticism of the whole Ron Paul phenomena is?
Mm.
There's far too much emphasis on one person. One
right.
guy.
Right.
Who
right.
the hell cares? I mean, and his son, Rand Paul. Jeez, if you're duped by Rand, then you really got another thing coming to you. Jeez.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was recently at the Wailing Wall with the little beanie on.
Oh, yeah. He's got his yarmulke on. Oy right. vey. Rand Paul yeah. in the pockets of the Zionist lobby. No surprise there. Folks, we got to take a quick break, and when we come back, more with Clint Richardson. And, check out the chat room at bobtuskin.com. We got a great group of people there. That's bobtuskin, TUSKIN.com.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Clint Richardson for president. What happened to that?
I could certainly read you some quotes that would explain why I don't have the blood to be president. And of course, we all believe that we elect the president, even though the Constitution is very clear that the people are just voters. We don't actually elect. That's for the Electoral College. So what was funny about it is I was actually getting serious about it. I was contacting different states and trying to figure out how I could get on the ballot for real. And they told me that I couldn't – if I wanted to get on the ballot, I had to have electors. So I had to name who my electors were going to be, like a party. And if anybody wrote me in on the ballot for the state, for certain states, they'd have to actually write in my electors. Okay, so basically what I understood then was that the voting process, all it does is lend legitimacy to basically the board of directors to assign their electing rights to who they appoint. And actually those electors are appointed by the political parties, and that's why I'm so against political parties, which is another reason I'm against a Republican or a libertarian like Ron Paul going with the Republican Party. It's like selling your soul. So basically what I found out is that you can't be president. And that's what I turned it into. It was like a mock campaign where I was like, I can't run for president. Because one, I'm not a bloodline relative of all the past presidents. And two, I literally can't be president. Let me just read you a few quotes here. The presidential candidate with the most royal genes and chromosomes has, up until now, always won the White House. That's from Burke's Peerage. Most respected researchers in genealogy in London, keeps track of the royal family. Bush is closely related to every European monarch, both on and off the throne. Not one member of his family was working class, middle class, or even middle class. That's from Harold Brooks Baker of Burke's Peerage. Believe it or not, Mitt Romney and George W. Bush are cousins, 10th cousins, twice removed. That is, Romney is actually related to 6 past presidents, which is incorrect. This is Time Magazine. Roosevelt is his 8th cousin, twice removed. Both Calvin Coolidge and Herbert Hoover were his 10th cousins. Goes on and on and on. Obama and Sarah Palin are 10th cousins through common ancestor John Smith, which is the same Smith family that's the Mormon Church. And then the Joseph Smith of the Mormon Church is close cousins with what's his name that started Dianetics. What's his name? Ron Hubbard.
Hubbard, yeah.
Okay, so the whole thing is a family affair, and I'm not part of that family. I don't have the blood. I don't have the lineage to become president. Same thing. I know they're in here somewhere. Bill Clinton and Bob Dole have more in common than just wanting to be president. They are distant cousins. However, Clinton has bluer blood, giving him an election edge. Bill Clinton was born William Jefferson Blythe, but took his stepfather's name as a teenager. Clinton's ancestry can be traced back on his mother's side to King Henry III, who ruled England from 1227 to 1272. He descended from King Robert I of France. Furthermore, he is related to every Scottish monarch to the current British royal family. Clinton is related to every ancient aristocratic family in Britain. As for John Kerry... traces his roots back to Massachusetts Governor John Winthrop, to every great family in Boston, and a host of royals in Europe. So, I mean, you've had even the guy who ran against President Lincoln way back when was Lincoln's cousin and Bush's cousin. I mean, there is no being president of the United States. There is no American dream. That's not how the system works. So, naturally, I am not going to be president. So that was the real, when I started doing genealogical research and finding out that not just presidents but vice presidents, and of course the president picks the U.S. Supreme Court judges, so they're all the cousins of the presidents. They marry their wives. It turns out that Barbara Bush and Bush Sr., they got married. They were, of course, cousins. Barbara Bush was Franklin Pierce's lineage, so that gave Bush...
And don't forget one of Aleister Crowley's girls.
Yeah, that I wasn't able to prove that, of course, so I don't include that in my spiels, but that's, maybe very true. I don't know, but I wasn't able to prove that. What it did was it made... So it brought the Pierce line and the which is Franklin Pierce, and then the president, and then the Bush line. And all of a sudden, George W. Bush Jr. has his mother as his cousin, 10th cousin, and he all of a sudden has massive – there's no way he can lose at this point because he's got such genealogy. I mean, that's how it works. So unfortunately, you add that to the safeguard of the Electoral College, and nobody can be president. That's just not – I could be as president of Walmart quicker than I could be president of the United States. It's just not going to happen. All these corporate CEOs as well, your Rothschilds, your Rockefellers, all these bankers, the Warburgs, they're all of the bloodline. So all the actors in Hollywood, any one of them, especially with any kind of political, your Matt Damon is one of the ones I'm really thinking of, but I mean, there's this long list of people. And the ironic thing about that, and this is where I'm lost, honestly, because I pull up these lists of Jewish actors in Hollywood, and then I pull up the list of George Bush's relatives, cousins. And all of the actors in Hollywood are George Bush's relatives, which means they're all relatives of everyone else I'm talking about. So either they're all Jewish or none of them are Jewish. And in my opinion, none of them are actually Semites. None of they're all, you know, this Khazarian hiding behind the Jewish name. And even the Jewish Encyclopedia says very clearly that the modern day quote unquote Jew is not the Jew of the Bible or the Jew, you know. So I don't know.
You're anti-Semitic, Clint.
Whatever. I know that the word Semite means Arab and Black African. So if I'm anti-Semite,
speak the Semitic languages, does it not?
Yeah. Well, if I'm an anti-Semite, that means I'm against the whole Middle East. Anybody that's ever heard me talk about Palestine and Iraq and everything else knows that I'm certainly not against the Arab nations or people. Am I against the people who harm other people and create agencies like AIPAC and the ADL and basically take over the government of the United States? Well, yeah, I'm a little against
that
group of people. Forgive me. So, I mean, that's true. I mean, like I said, I did so much genealogical research because I was so astounded as I was looking at all these sites that kept track of it. And I did a radio show about it, like a 4-hour show, and I put all these links, and I did my presidential concession speech, which I called my concession for the procession of imbeciles. Imbeciles being a legal term back from the eugenic days. That's what happened to my presidential run, and I'm comfortable with it because now, you know, it gave me a platform to actually understand why. One, the people don't elect the president, and two, the people can never be president because it's not for the people. So,
any predictions for 2016?
You mean as far as president?
Yeah, which cousin's going to get in there this time?
Well, that's good. That's a really good question, actually. I wish that the Burks guy was still alive, because every year they actually predict out of the candidates. They say, well, they do the research and they say, well, this person has the most genealogical relations to.
Are they usually correct?
Absolutely, they've been correct for I think since they started doing it back in the 1800s.
Does Hillary count or by marriage? I mean,
yeah. I know Hillary's in here, and I know Hillary is this also stems over into the music industry, so I know Hillary Clinton is cousins with such names as Avril Lavigne and Justin Bieber and all those people that are supposedly music stars and got there on their own. Well, guess what? They're bloodline as well. So she's definitely of the line. I don't have that in front of me.
Interesting. All right, we'll be back in just moments, folks. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.